the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 313. Driving Mr. Webb.
Broadcasting from a corner of the internet so remote, so unstable, that we have to keep feeding the meter to reboot our dial-up connection. This is Comedy Forecast, random bits of audio fun. And now, here's your host, Clinton!
Oh, hi, folks. A few weeks ago, I had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Bob Newhart in concert. During the show, Bob did one of his classic stand-up routines, and I was delighted to hear how well it had withstood the test of time. But it also occurred to me that in the next few years, it actually might need to be updated. I'll show you what I mean. Picture a man with a clipboard getting in on the passenger side of a car. But there's no one in the driver's seat, for this is a self-driving car, and that man is a driving instructor.
Hello. Oh, well, this is awkward. They didn't tell me how to address the car. Oh, I see it's putting the information right there on a display. Hello, my name is Mr. Webb. Isn't that cute? Like the web. Well, thank you, Mr. Webb. Oh, and now it's saying, you're welcome. Oh, well, that's very nice. All right, well, Mr. Webb, I have your history report here, and, I see this is not your first driving lesson. Who was your previous instructor? Professor Langley. Okay, well, let me just look through Professor Langley's report, and, Mr. Webb, how fast were you going when Professor Langley hit the ejector seat? 77.3 miles an hour. And where was that? Right here in the lab. I'm sure he's fine. I've heard good things about those ejector seats. It's just that I've never heard of anyone using one inside a building before. And what were you doing when he ejected himself from the car? You were backing up. You were backing up at 77.3 miles an hour in the lab. Okay, why don't we go over a few things before we head out on the road, just as a refresher, all right? So first thing, let's start the car. No, that's the air conditioning. No, those are the wipers. Yes, I'm sure all the circuits look alike. I don't know why the engineers do that. But let's try one more time. Okay, very good. There you go. Now, what's the next thing that we do? Well, what did Professor Langley do? Okay, besides try to find the manual override. No, what we should do is we should check your backup camera, and that way you know it's safe to... No, don't back out! Don't back out! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to raise my voice. It's just that the garbage truck bearing down on us kind of threw me. But, we're out on the road now, so why don't we start to move? Heading directly onto the highway was not really what I... Okay, well, we're on the on-ramp now, so let's just go ahead and go. Very good, merge into traffic. All right, now pick up speed. All right, a little bit more. No, don't worry about those cars honking behind you. It's hard to pick up a lot of speed when you're scraping the guardrail like this. Why don't we move away from there a bit? Okay, very good. Okay, you're doing fine, but I think you want to slow down a bit. I don't think you're going to make it between that minivan and that truck. No, Mr. Webb, please slow down. Mr. Webb... So, Mr. Webb! Well, I have to be honest, I didn't think you were going to make it. 96.3% probability. Well, at least both sides of the car match now. Why don't we head back to the lab, and that way we can do some practice driving in the parking lot? So I'd like you to get off the highway. Mr. Webb, that's my fault completely. I should have specified getting off the highway at the exit. Google Maps says this is a much more efficient route. See, the thing is, Mr. Webb, I don't think the people running around inside this mall would agree with that. No, no, watch out. Now, don't hit that cell phone kiosk! Once again, my fault, Mr. Webb. I really should have checked before we left the lab whether or not they had programmed the laws of robotics into you. Yet the whole don't harm human beings is really kind of important when you're driving. No, don't get upset. Let's just back out before the angry mob gets to us. Oh, now see, we've hit something again. Did you use your backup camera? We talked about that. The lights were obstructing your view. What lights? The red and blue lights. The red and blue flashing lights on the car behind us that you hit. Hello, officer. Yes, the car was just telling me about that. No, it's a self-driving car. No, really, see for yourself. Mr. Webb, tell the officer. Mr. Webb, usually there's information here on this. No, I have not been drinking, officer. All right, I'm getting out. Mr. Webb, I'm going to have to go with the nice policeman. I'm sure someone will come along to bring you back to the lab. What's my name? My name is Preston Hartley. Why do you ask? When the singularity comes, you'll put in a good word for me. Well, thank you very much.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Okay, remember, folks, you can subscribe to Comedy Forecast through iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else fine podcasts are listed. And if you'd like to become a Comedy Forecast patron, check out the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page over at comedyforecast.com. And that's with the number 4. Or search for Clinton or Comedy Forecast on patreon.com. For just $1 an episode, you can help support the show. And for those of you already signed up as patrons, thank you so very, very much.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.